evening.
Good evening.
We're waiting for another person.
Okay.
Unless you want to start.
I'm going to stick to my word.
Okay. I have no problem with that.
Okay. I do have a question for tonight. I'm going to try to send it to you, but I'm not so sure I can come on. We've been working so hard around here by 8 o'clock. I can't keep my eyes open. So if I'm not able to get on, you can go ahead and answer the question, and I'll try to listen to the recording later.
Okay. You're going to send it to me?
I'm sorry.
What are you going to ask me now?
Are you going to send
the question? Or are you going to ask me now? That's my question.
Well, if you want me to.
You can ask me now.
Okay. I'm still back on Bamidbar with the RE's handout where he gave the standards of the four tribes. And
yes.
Christian, he gave Dan as the eagle. And I always thought with Dan it was the serpent, and at times it was the balance scale. And so I wondered where he got the eagle. You know, Reuben was the man with the mandrakes, and Judah is the lion. We know that. And Ephraim is the ox, but being the eagle. So I'm just wondering why he's different than the others, the other studies.
What word is being translated as an eagle?
No, it's just, I know that word, but it's all English on his commentary. And of course, he's relating it to Ezekiel's vision.
Yeah, I remember. Okay, hopefully I'll be able to answer it in the later class, and I believe somebody else has come on.
Okay, I'm going to do my best to stay awake. Maybe I can drink some tea. That's what I do whenever we have an all night. I'll try to be there.
Okay. Good afternoon, whoever came on, or good evening.
Good afternoon, Hanok.
How are you doing, Malka?
Nurse Judy.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great.
Good. We are beginning section 13 of Parasha Vayera from the Sulam commentary. The first verse in section 13 is number 177. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'rechu ishkin tevid hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Le'achta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe. Be'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kunenehu. Begin kach v'ashem amar ham taseh ani me'Avraham asher ani oseh rabbi chiyayo patach kilo ya'aseh Hashem Elohim davar ki im gala Sodo el avadav anvim zaka'in inun zaka'ei alma tekud shabarichu itra'ei beho v'kama de'ihu avei Kia Bazamin Lemebad Alma Al Yade Zakain Aved Leya Velaka Se Minai Hulial Min Pulon. The translation. Therefore, because of this, that is, because he escorted his guests, he was fully meritorious. And Hashem said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I do? Rabbi Chiya opened the discourse with the verse, for Hashem Elohim will do nothing until he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. Blessed are the righteous of the world, that the Holy One, blessed be He, chose them, and all that He has done in the heavens and shall do in the world, He accomplishes through righteous people, and He never hides anything from them. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. He does not conceal from the righteous. Yet the righteous must create a vessel, usually by asking a question. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I would have thought it would have taken a little bit more than just asking a question. I would think that you'd have to be a little bit close, you know, have a good relationship with Hashem to really get secrets. I mean, it's not that it's not impossible, but.
Well, we've never really had a question. We've never had a discussion on what does the word secret mean within the frame of the Zohar.
Well, I'm thinking of so. Out of the four levels of homiletics.
The word secret has really some deep understanding. It's essentially any piece of wisdom that's concealed. And so if you take that as the definition, then you really don't need to have a, I shouldn't say this way. Obviously, it's better to have a deep connection with Hashem than to have a less intense connection. But in the context of discussing how to learn a piece of wisdom, whenever someone reveals a new chidush, and a chidush is Hebrew for a new word, a new thing. And a chidush, when we're speaking about the Torah, is to reveal something that has been concealed. But once one tzaddik, one righteous person, has revealed something new from the Torah, then that information is available on a quantum level to everybody who makes the connection to that quantum level. Now, what do I mean by a quantum level? I'm talking about how someone who is not a righteous person, but he still meditates, and he has made a connection. He is that piece of wisdom is available to him. Yes, the first person to reveal that new secret, that person needs to be righteous. That person needs to have an intense relationship with Hashem. But once it's revealed, there's no secrets in the world. The birds are flying around the world talking about it. Well, we don't speak the language of birds, most of us. But still, as the birds are talking about it, it's like any other aspect of Lashon, of speech, that becomes available to everybody who can hear it. But just because the birds are speaking it, and I don't speak bird, does not mean I will not receive that energy of that newly revealed secret. And if I receive the energy, eventually that energy is going to come into my unconscious. That energy is going to be made available to my conscious level. I'm not talking about the timing of all of that. I'm just describing the process. So I'm just explaining it. Doesn't mean you have to agree with me.
Well, I think it's relative. I look back at things that I taught in that first class in 2004, and they're just
right
now being talked about from the pulpit in the Reformed Synagogue, you know. It's been a long
yes
time. And then
but when
I
you
think from Israel that are really deep now, that we, you know, that's new to us, that are starting to make us think and try to elevate higher, you know. So
yes,
that's why I felt like it took, I mean, God can speak to anybody, and you could just be watching a television program and somebody say something and it sparks
a,
inside.
Sparks a connecting
and they're maybe
absolutely
talking about a secular book, you know. So it's not that God can't use anybody, but I've always felt like it was someone who had some kind of connection. And it didn't have to be a Jewish person. You know, it didn't have to be someone, could be someone from another religion. I guess I could use those words. But anyway, I agree with what you said. And I think
170. Go ahead.
Today's world. Haven't we said there aren't prophets today? But this verse kind of gives you a hint that it goes beyond just the prophets to righteous souls, so righteous persons, which gives a little hope to the rest of us.
Well, we didn't say there were prophets today. What we said that there is Ruach HaKodesh, which literally translates as Holy Spirit, as you know. Ruach HaKodesh is a level of consciousness that has many levels. And in some of those levels, it's higher than the level of the prophet. Prophecy is connected to the Sephirot of Hod and Netzach.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ruach HaKodesh of a Talmid Chacham is on a higher level than that. It could be Tiferet, it could be Geburah, it could be Chesed. And in Moses' case, it was that. Going on to verse 178. Mechovaihu Willa Yait Anshun Migoy Dina Ila Willa Yehelon Pitcha Lefuma Lagabeya Begine Ka Ujjabari hu odai oda lon raza dihu avi. Behodina hotu begin. Vilayem run. Deva dehabala dina. Ave behodina. For the Holy One, blessed be He, wants the righteous to join Him. This is so that they may warn people and advise them to repent their iniquities, so that they will not be punished by celestial punishment, and so that they will have no excuse to complain to Him. Saying that He did not warn them and they did not know. Therefore, the Holy One, blessed be He, reveals to them the secret that He is about to punish them. He does not want them to be able to claim that He is punishing them without a trial. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the Pasuk is clear as written. In individual nightly judgments, the Bet Din is composed of righteous souls. In major catastrophic judgments, the Bet Din is composed of righteous souls, angels, and Hashem Himself. At the level of something like the flood, Hashem may override the ruling of the righteous souls. This is my opinion. Of course, He does not do that capriciously. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I really don't have anything else to add. I know sometimes you'll have a dream, and other times you'll sense something, you know. I always think it's Hashem's mercy.
It is Hashem's mercy.
Right.
But that's a very deep rule. It takes a lot of explanation, so we're not going to go into it today. But it's very much its mercy.
Our tikkun could be broken up if it's really, you know, a hard cocoon, so we break it up so that we don't have such a hard time with dealing with teshuva. Which along that along goes with the, you know, with the mercy.
Yes. Actually, next Monday we'll be discussing teshuva with respect to mercy. So. And essentially how Shuva is an extension of Zivug the Haka'ah, the binding by striking. Verse 179.
Getting to be interesting because the binding by striking, I'm beginning to see a change. It's coming up in different situations, so you don't quite notice that it's just a different type of aggravation or agitation or whatever. It's in a different setting. Say like the example we had in class this week, you know, where it's maybe it's a driving incident. But then it looks like that's corrected, but then all of a sudden you find yourself in another situation that doesn't have anything to do with driving. So kind of catch you off guard.
But it has nothing to do with driving, but it really does. You start to see your connection to patients or inpatients.
Yeah. But I see it goes on down to selfishness, that you think somebody else, that you are more important than the other person's time or their activity is, you know, yours is more important than theirs. So no matter what you come to.
Well,
other than impatience, that's one of the levels below that is just plain deal selfishness. So.
That is correct. 179. Amar Rabbi Elazar Wawilo L'chaya Vaya V'la Yarin V'la Mashkichin V'la Yarin V'istamra Mechovaihu Umakucha Brichu Bikol Ovadohi Kishot Beor Chateya Din La Aved Ko Ad Aved Le Alma Ad Tegale Le Hod Le Sadikayayo Begin De La Yehelon Hidcha De Fuma Livne Nasha Gabe Bene Nasha Lo kafshin deitlon lemei avad milayhu delayamalezu b'nei nasha sitra aleihon v'kain yitiv v'hayitem nekiyim mei Hashem umi Yisrael. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, "Woe to the wicked who do not seek to know and do not know how to refrain from sin. Hence the Holy One, blessed be he, whose deeds are just and whose actions are right, never acts before he reveals his plans to the righteous, so that other people will have no excuse to complain about him. Similarly, men should act in a way that prevents other people from uttering accusations against them. Therefore it is written, and you shall be clean before Hashem and before Israel." My commentary, this verse is, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I thought in the 10 Illuminous Intimidations last week, I think we got to a couple of, four and five, I believe. To me, the emphasis was on purifying your body, or I should say just purifying yourself, period. And I feel like that along with is what's holding Mashiach back, that we weren't doing enough to elevate Moses, you know, to be able to reach that level, as well as, you know, seeing Eliyahu show up and Ben Joseph and Ben David being along with Moses, you know. I feel like that's the biggest part of what's holding everything back.
Well, there's a few things holding Mashiach back. The basic one is Lashon Hara. Another basic one is Kinat Sinam. Hatred for no reason.
And I'm beginning to think about seeing so many evidences, you know, with television.
Exactly. But, you know, there are the three major sins that we talk about: the idol worship. And there's idol worship in our generation too, significantly, because it's, you know, all of the sexual attitudes are a form of idol worship. Pornography is a form of idol worship.
Right.
Money is a idol worship. Then you have bloodletting or murder, and that's associated with Lashon Hara. Because whenever you say Lashon Hara, you're killing three people, the person saying it, the person hearing it, and the person that is being spoken about. And the third one...
That was new. I didn't get to hear very much of the class today because I had a lot of interruptions, but I did hear you say the person that was spoken against was also included in that judgment. And I didn't remember that step before.
The person wouldn't be given permission to say the Lashon Hara if the person who was being spoken against hadn't been authorized to lose energy to the person who's speaking and the person who's hearing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's in Tikkuni Zohar, maybe what I've been reading, or maybe it's been with past classes, but I'm also kind of, I lost my train of thought. Well, maybe it'll come back. I lost my thought.
Well, the third major sin is something to do with Jacob, but I always get it. I don't always remember it. There's idol worship, there's bloodletting or murder. And the third one is I always forget it. It's because it's probably a significant part of my character traits.
Well, probably that's why I forgot mine. It'll come back, though.
It'll come up again. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, that's just...
But anyway...
I fall asleep at 8 o'clock, but I'm on, and then I wake up at 2, and I stay up till 5, so... Oh. But I make use of the time.
Well, we are out of time, so...
Okay.
You have a good evening, and I'll try and look up the answer to the question you were asking earlier so I can answer it in the questions and answers tonight.
I also know that in different frames of reference, but I also have seen Rabbi Sutton place Moses as an eagle.
So
I'm sure it's... to do with just different frames of references, but anyway, that's it. I'll do my best to stay awake. Thank you, Hanok.
You all have a good evening.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.